Many people discuss about what they think happens at the southern border, but what really is happening at the border? Well, one of the main problems is that there is a lack of food, and people cannot survive if they don't have food. There's also a problem with the vegetation, and if it is able to grow because of the poor environment that it is in. The main thing that is lacking is the water, because the place where most refugees set up camp have little to no water, which makes so they don't have food or water. Since there is no water for people to treat cuts and wash them out, there's also lots of disease. Which, like said before, another obstacle for Mexican refugees is disease. One of the main problems with disease was there was a tuberculosis outbreak in one of the refugee camps, which led to some deaths as a result of it. The main reason these people died of tuberculosis is because there was not much, if no, health care for Mexican refugees, because either can't afford it or there isn't any available within the area of the camp. With no health care for them, the conditions that they live in are mostly unsanitary because they have nothing that they can clean cuts or remove waste or trash, so they must live in unsanitary conditions. But there's also one more thing that does the most damage. The one thing that people think about the most is the trauma the people experience. One thing that traumatizes the refugees is that there's often armed fights against the Border Patrol and the refugees, which often kills innocent people. Another thing that people are traumatized by is that they might be deported if they stay in a refugee camp for too long without being accepted in the U.S. The last thing that traumatizes the refugees is that the security is at a military level. This scares them because most of the Border Patrol security guards hold fully automatic rifles and have helicopter assistance on standby, which could intimidate the refugees. And if they see one of the Border Patrol guards firing upon people, they could be traumatized by it. After hearing this, now you know what really happens at the southern border. But wait, I have a question for you. Will you do anything about it?